From Everbank Field in Jacksonville, this is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
Second and 10.
Oh, and that's intercepted. Intercepted by Barry Church.
Barry Church, playmaker for the Cowboys, hopefully a playmaker for the Jacksonville Jaguars this coming season and beyond. One of many additions in free agency. Welcome into Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shattuck with you. One of the few free agent additions for the Jaguars. It was a defensive-heavy early part of free agency, and our first guest today is a big part of that. Barry Church will join us on the phone today. We'll get a little draft direction from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. What will the Jags do it for? I don't know if he'll know, but he'll speculate. And we'll hear from Johnny O coming up. And NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks had some interesting thoughts about Tom Coughlin and the Jags last Friday on NFL.com. We'll hear from him coming up today as well at about 1:15. Welcome in Brian Sexton, John Osier. We're about to hear from Barry Church, but before we get to Barry, the thoughts about Barry coming in here, a guy who has made plays in the league before at a high level in big games, and he's been around the league for a while. That's something this defense needs, guys.
Well, I think he fits what clearly they were trying to do in free agency on defense, which is have guys who have had success, who know how to win, who know how to be leaders within their own room. What they'll do on the field is important, but having Barry Church, a veteran there who's been through it, who I think is going into his ninth year, somewhere around there, with a group that is still young, that includes Jalen Ramsey, Tashawn Gibson, who has been in the league for a while but hasn't been in the playoffs. Calais Campbell is that guy on the defensive line. They now have guys at each level, Paz being the guy on defense, who have been there before, meaning they've been around, they know how to prepare, they're professionals. I think that was a big part of the Barry Church signing, Brian.
Well, and when he joins us here in a moment, people will hear, you know, the veteran presence in his voice. And he's an articulate, intelligent guy. So clearly, everything you've said is accurate. I'll tell you what I like about him, is that he's a guy who makes big tackles at big moments of games. You know, he'll put his head down and take on the big running back, but he also, as we just saw, made the play on the goal line and took the interception back. He's a multi-purpose guy, not just a strong safety, which is what Jonathan Cyprian was, not just a free safety, which is what we were told Tashawn Gibson does best, but a guy who can do both. Step up into the box, make the big, you know, take on the guard, make the big play at the in the hole, or the guy who can get to the outside with the ball in his hands.
Probably more comfortable, and I don't want to speak for him, he'll be honest in a minute.
I'm sure.
At the strong safety position is more of what he'll do for the Jaguars, but has done both in the past.
Well, now that we've buttered him up and he's heard all this, let's go to the phone line and welcome in the newest addition to the Jaguars, safety Barry Church. What's up? How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good to have you. And I guess the first question I have, are the emotions still there? We saw you right after you signed. You're thinking about everything that went into this thing. Are you past it now? Are you still thinking about that? Or are you getting ready for football now?
I'm ready for football now. You saw me at my emotional peak there at the Jaguars facility. But, I mean, now, I mean, it's ready to go to work. I feel like I haven't played football in decades, and I'm itching at the bone just to get down there and get ready to get after it with these guys.
Barry, free agency happens so fast, and it's such a whirlwind. You're trying to decide things. I'm sure you're talking to your family about things. I know you knew some about the Jaguars when you first signed. How much more do you know now? I know there's a limit to what you can talk to coaches about, but how much more comfortable are you with your decision now, with the guys who are playing around you? Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, I feel unbelievably comfortable now. I mean, I got to reach out to a couple of those guys, and Gibson and Calais Campbell and Boye. I got to talk to those guys a couple of times, and Malik Jackson as well. So, I mean, I'm getting comfortable with those guys, and that's where it all starts. It all starts with, you know, earning the respect and the trust of your teammates. Without that, I mean, football's a team sport, and you need your teammates to succeed. So, I mean, without that, I mean, you're not going to do anything at all. So definitely make sure I reached out to those guys, get in contact with them. But I mean, I'm just super excited about the opportunity to be a part of something unbelievable. I mean, just to put your name on front of, you know, a team that can turn something around, I mean, it's what I'm looking forward to.
You know, Barry, it's not an insignificant move. I mean, obviously the money is a great factor in coming to Jacksonville. But leaving a place in Dallas where you've been, a place where you've established your role and your position inside that defense and that organization. Now you're coming out of that to a brand new one, and one that's evolving with a new coach, with a new executive vice president in Tom Coughlin. It's a pretty significant move. It's change for you. How do you handle, how do you process everything's different now? How do you get ready for something different than what you've known?
Well, I see it like this. Like you said, I mean, it's a whole new regime basically down there with Coughlin and the coaching staff and all that stuff. So I feel like we're all starting fresh. I mean, it's not like, you know, those guys have been there, you know, longer than me, and you know, I'm just a brand new guy starting out. Those guys are basically in the same boat as I am, you know, learning the defense. The defensive back coaches that are there are learning the defense just like I'm learning. So I feel like it's something that we can take on together, and it's just going to build that strength as a team and camaraderie. And I feel like, I mean, the sky's the limit. But like I said before, I mean, we gotta do it. I mean, it looks good on paper, but you just got to make sure you handle your work on the field, or all this will be for naught.
Well, it's more than just on the field. I had the chance while you were working over with the coaches to talk to your wife, Marcia, and she had your son. By the way, she was the MVP that day. She kept your 9-month-old son in check in the owner's office, and man, was she working hard. So a shout out to Marcia. And she's a delightful lady, but Texas girl, I think. And you are
She's Cleveland, actually.
That's is she? Well, you're picking up a girl who's been in Texas and taking her to Florida. Yeah. You're moving your family. That's a pretty significant move, too.
Oh, it's hard. I mean, we've started our family here. We've been here for Dallas for 7 years now, and it's definitely a tough move. But you know, I feel like it's best for my family, and starting a new life down there is what we need. So, and yeah, she was definitely the MVP that day, because I remember he was crawling all over the place. So it's definitely a move for the family, but they're excited about it, and I'm excited about it as well.
Barry, Tom Coughlin obviously is making a lot of the decisions around here right now. He went head-to-head against you multiple times in Dallas. And that has to mean something to you, I would think, that this guy who clearly knows you and who has prepared for you, thought enough of you to bring you in here, it's not a blind decision on his part.
Oh, not at all. We've went against each other for, you know, since I've started, so 5 years now. We've been, you know, going against each other in New York and in Dallas, and you know, they've had victories, we've had victories, but he's been able to see me as a player develop from, you know, just this young guy out there trying to make plays to a bona fide leader of a defense and a leader of men. So he's watched me develop, and he's, you know, he came and got me. So hopefully, he believes I am, and what he believes I am is a great leader of men and someone who can, you know, encourage and get the young guys going in the right direction. And you know, hopefully, I can be able to stand on what he believes in me.
Barry Church is with us, Jaguars safety, on the phone on Jaguars.com Live. And, Barry, we've got some fan questions off social media. I know you are very active, right, on social media?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty active, actually. I'm pretty active.
Okay. At Barry Church 42, I believe, is the handle. So this first one from our friend Alfie BCC, cake or pie?
Oh, I'm definitely a pie guy. Cake, I feel like, it's just all sugar. Yeah, pie is sugar too, but you know, I feel like there's better flavors in pie than there are in cakes.
Okay, you're entitled to your own opinion. Tekken is my world. Asking you, Barry, do you play any Tekken? If so, who's your favorite character? By the way, welcome to the team.
Oh well, thank you for the welcome. Tekken, I haven't played Tekken since maybe I was in like the sixth grade, because that's when it's prime. But I forget the guy's name, but he kind of reminded me of Bruce Lee. He's really fast with his hands and feet, and that's what I played with a lot on Tekken.
Am I the only guy here who doesn't know what Tekken is?
I don't know, baby.
Tekken?
Well, I'm 50,
it's like
so
Mortal Kombat.
I trained past me by.
Like a precursor to Mortal Kombat, he said. Interesting. That's what Barry just said.
Okay.
Oh, well, good to know. Let's go to Instagram now. David Jones MC. What do you think you've learned from playing with the Cowboys and being a defensive anchor there that you translate to Jacksonville? What's the biggest thing you bring along with you?
I think the biggest thing that I will be able to bring along with me is just my ability to lead by example and get the most out of, you know, anybody that's following my lead. You know, I feel like in Dallas, you know, I'm not that big vocal, that big rah-rah type of guy, but I just told the younger guys behind me, just, you know, watch how, you know, how I do things, and maybe you'll be able to, you know, stay here for a while. And I feel like I was able to do that with a lot of our younger guys, like J.J. Wilcox, Jeff Heath, and Byron Jones. All those guys are playing at a really high level now. So I feel like I'm a pretty good motivator of men and a good leader of men, and hopefully I can transition that to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You know, Barry, there's only 53 roster spots. And with the way that the salary cap works and the way that the money is distributed, undrafted guys really have to climb a high mountain. Now, it just so happens the Jaguars just paid you and A.J. Boye, who were both undrafted guys. Tell our audience, how does a undrafted player, especially from a small school like Toledo or Central Florida in A.J.'s case, how do you make it? What does it take for you, beyond the obvious that you've got to become a better player? What's your mindset? How do you set your goals? How do you make it from undrafted to a nice contract that sets your family up pretty well?
I would have to say, it's obviously hard work and all that stuff. The main thing for me, I feel like, was just being humble and being coachable. I mean, those go a long way, I feel like, in the NFL. As long as you keep your mouth shut and keep your head down and you just work hard and you listen to what the coaches say. You don't just, think you know everything because you were, at this big-time school or, that you've been playing football since you were 13 or whatever. I think, you can learn something new every day. So just being coachable and just staying low and just keeping humble is a great way to prolong your NFL career and hopefully develop into something that you really want to be.
How do you think you and Gibson will complement each other? How much do you know about him, and what have the conversations been like on that front between you guys?
I feel like as I heard you guys speaking earlier, I did play free safety and strong safety with the Cowboys, so I'm a little versatile. But I like to play in the box, or I like to be a strong safety. I mean, that's just how my game has been going since I started playing football, but. I think we'll be able to complement each other a lot because he's, a great ball-hawking, red-line-to-red-line type safety in the back end. That can also come down and cover. And for me, I feel like I'm a really good in-the-box tackling from sideline to sideline. He can make plays, in the zone coverage and in man coverage down in the box as well. So I feel like we'll be able to be interchangeable because I'm not afraid to go back and be in the deep third or play the deep half. So I feel like we'll be interchangeable in that way. Quarterbacks or offenses won't be able to just lock on saying, Church is on this side of the field, he must be going down, or, Gibson going deep because, he's on that side of the field. So I feel like we'll have a lot more versatility back there, and hopefully it'll pay dividends.
All right, Barry, when are we going to see you in Jacksonville? When are you coming to town?
I should be down there in 2 weeks. So I'm getting my house and everything ready now, and I should be down there in 2 weeks ready to go.
Looking forward to seeing you. We appreciate your time today, Barry.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
There he is, Barry Church, Jaguars safety, joining us on Jaguars.com Live. Next week on Jaguars.com, pretty busy. Monday, live from the NFL annual meeting out in Phoenix. John Osier will be there. Very special guests on that day. We'll have a live show. Tuesday, Florida and Florida State Pro Day coverage on Inside the Jaguars. They actually start at the same exact time on the same day, which is fairly rare. And then Wednesday, another edition of Jaguars.com Live. So all that coming up next week. Busy week on the website. Busy week earlier on the website for John Osier.
I try to stay busy.
Your first mock draft.
Yeah, I'm a little late on it this year. Should have probably had one before, but I was busy doing other things.
You were busier, huh?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, and I chose at number four, Leonard Fournette from LSU.
Copied me. Told him weeks ago this is what would need to happen.
And as I look at this, I'm torn because
Sexton made so much sense.
In my heart of hearts.
Oh, I thought that was what you were going to say.
I think defensive line somehow will play out to where it's the pick there, but it was just hard
to argue with Brian.
Yeah. Well, no, it was not hard to argue with Brian, but the way the draft shapes out, you get the feeling that Fournette might be the guy who makes the most sense there. But I'm torn on it. I'll be honest with you. I'm torn on it. Not like Brian here.
Ergo, if it makes the most sense that Fournette's the guy there, then the guy next to you made the most sense a few weeks ago when he said that's the guy there. Just want to point that out. Man, was I excited when I opened the mock draft and saw Leonard Fournette in that spot.
Well, you're
now,
easily excited then.
I'm guaranteeing he won't be there next time.
How many versions of this mock draft will you do?
How
many times will it change? Just to spite him.
Probably tomorrow at the rate Brian's going right now. So no, I try to do a few. And generally speaking, I generally try not to have them the same both times. I like to sort of see how the scenario might play out say the Bears don't go Jamal Adams. I don't think the Jaguars are going to pick Jamal Adams. But I think the other guy there's a real chance of is Jonathan Allen from Alabama. So you pick Jonathan Allen there, and then you see – it's always interesting to see how that pick might influence the picks afterwards. So I have a tough time with Fournette. I mean, there are some things there that concern you. The fact that I'm concerned about his missability factor. I don't know that he has the side-to-side stuff that you really love in an elite guy. A lot of his yards at LSU were running over people.
That's right.
Hard to run over people in the NFL. So if they don't pick him, I think those would be some of the concerns, and I don't think we're going to know until 8:40 on April 27th, Brian.
When is LSU's pro day? I think we may know that.
I don't know.
You know, I tell the story all the time, but
do you make people miss there? I mean, that's going to be the key.
No, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But I remember I was sitting in some version of this studio in 1998 when Fred ran his, 4:29:40.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom walked by, and I may have told this story before. I tell all my stories over and over, but watch it.
Yep.
Fred comes by, or Tom comes by, and I said, "Hey, how was Fred?" And Tom never, I mean, you've seen him. He doesn't break stride. He backed up and went, "Ooh."
Yeah.
Right? Letting you know. So if he has an impressive pro day, not that I expect Tom to come back down the hallway that day, but we may be able to.
You hope he does, though.
Yeah, I might.
Speaking of guys who know Coach Coughlin pretty well, let's go to the phone line now. Welcome in our next guest today, NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks is with us. Bucky, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, thanks. First, before we get to the draft and all that and what you wrote last Friday about Coach Coughlin, we want to go through some of the stats that you had with the Jags. You played, 5 years in the league, a year plus with the Jaguars, mainly as a kick returner. Is that right?
Well, I told Bucky this when we were at the Senior Bowl in January, that I went through as a project and was culling a lot of Jaguars video from 1996. And, yeah, I mean, you saw Jimmy Smith and you saw Kevin Hardy, but you also saw this guy come streaking across as a safety and made play after play after play. It wasn't the big game-changing play in the sense that it was an interception or a sack, but you'd see Bucky Brooks, who on third down and three would drop the guy at the line of scrimmage running the football, who'd break up the pass on second down and 10, right?
Those I don't think Bucky remembers that guy. It didn't sound like.
I don't know, in truth, that I remember that the impact was as strong as it was, but when I watched the tape, Bucky, you were all over it, and you know the tape don't lie.
I appreciate the kind words. It was fun. That was fun for me, and I think it was fun for a lot of different reasons. That season was spectacular to make the run that we made to go to the championship game. But from a personal standpoint, I was a guy that was drafted as a receiver. I switched to defensive back in Green Bay, and Dick Geron, who was the defensive coordinator for the Jaguars, gave me a chance to get on the field and play. And I came in on, nickel and dime situations, just kind of ran around and tried to figure it out. But he trusted me enough to put me on the field, and, I mean, we had some moments, some splash plays. I did a lot on special teams and stuff like that. But for me, I still hold my time in Jacksonville as probably my most fun experience because we won some games, I played with some good guys, and I learned a lot during my time down.
Bucky, you wrote last Friday in the Scouts Notebook on NFL.com about Coughlin changing the feel of the Jaguars. You would know better than most analysts because you did play for him for a year or so. How different is it, and how different will it be that he's not on the field and in the booth, and how does that transition happen for Coach Coughlin?
You know, I think the transition is obviously going to be tough because, I mean, he's used to having his feet in the grass. As a head coach, you're there. You have kind of the direct impact on the team. You talk to him each day. You stand in the meeting room at the lectern, and you kind of deliver the message and the vision, and you have your players carry it out. Where he's sitting now in the office, it's a little more difficult. He has his lieutenants, Dave Caldwell and Doug Marone, that will kind of deal with the day-to-day makings of the team. But his impact is certainly felt within that building. You guys know you're in the building. And based on just what I'm hearing from the free agents that have signed there, he has a level of currency and respect that has led guys to want to go there. When Calais Campbell talked about, hey, the guy's a Hall of Famer. He's won two Super Bowls. Whenever we played his team, there was a certain level of expectation that we knew that we were going to get from them. I mean, those things carry weight. And so when Calais Campbell comes in, and he's ultimately going to be the leader of the team, and I'm sure he and Coach Coughlin will eventually get together and have conversations. They'll talk about what the expectations are. I'm sure the signage is around the building about some of the things that we talk about, attention to detail and all that stuff. It's a different level of accountability that may exist, that will exist, that may not have existed under the previous staff. I just think there's a difference, and I think the way that you're seeing these guys sign and come on board and discuss Coach Coughlin's presence is kind of a testament to that fact.
Bucky, you mentioned Calais Campbell and his comments about that. And let's kind of go through some of these free agent guys. We just had Barry Church on as well just before you were on our show here, Bucky. How big of an impact can a guy like Church make on this defense?
I mean, I think he can make a huge defense because I think what you're trying to create in Jacksonville is you're trying to create a winning environment. The pieces are in place. They have a young, talented team on both sides of the ball. They have guys who can be dominant playmakers potentially in the next year or two. But what you're looking for is a little more grit, a little more toughness, kind of that stuff that you can feel and it pops off tape. Barry Church is a big hitter. Barry Church makes wide receivers wince when they go across the middle of the field. So when you think about as you're building that secondary, you have Jalen Ramsey on the outside playing A.J. Boye on the other side, being able to play in lockdown people in man-to-man coverage or the zone that they use. But to have an enforcer sitting right between the hashes, that's a game changer. Because you're always trying to dissuade quarterbacks from attacking the middle of the field. You got to have an enforcer in the middle to do that. They now have a guy in the middle of the field that certainly can force quarterbacks to go the other way.
How good is Boye, Bucky? I mean, he sort of came out of nowhere last year, and you always kind of worry about a free agent who's had one good year, but yet everybody wanted this guy, and he was very highly rated.
You know, there are a couple of different things about him. Watching him on tape, I loved his technique. I loved the way he played. To me, he just played like a really good football player, meaning he was never really out of position. He was always kind of in that hip pocket. He made the plays that he was expected to make, but he also made some plays where he wasn't expected to make them in terms of playing against guys that are notable wide receivers and going to them. But I was really enlightened on him because I haven't had a chance to meet him personally, but I listened to a podcast that he was on with Peter King, and he kind of talked about the process for him. Going from being an undrafted player to working and taking on DeAndre Hopkins every day as a scout teamer and taking it upon himself to shadow DeAndre Hopkins in practice and challenge him and to go against him and to go at him on a daily basis. For me, I can relate to that because I remember as a young player wanting to go against Jimmy Smith and Keenan McCardell every day just to see where I was at. And so for a guy to have that attitude, I don't think that changes when he gets a big contract. And in fact, I think that will eventually rub off on some of the young players that are in the secondary with him in Jacksonville. When a guy is a blue-collar guy, a guy that comes to work like that and rolls up his sleeves, he makes everybody else kind of pick up their level of work ethic and intensity. I like the guy. I like the signing. I like all of the guys that they brought in. And to go back to Coach Coughlin, I think what you're seeing is his imprint because I've heard him in press conferences talk about we need more toughness. We need more grit. Those guys that they're bringing in, they have that in spades.
When you lined up against Jimmy and Keenan, how long did it take you to find out where you were?
I mean, it didn't take long because Jimmy Smith, I tell you, is one of the more underrated receivers in NFL history in terms of what he was able to do. He's big, fast, and physical. He could do all those things. Keenan, and I think it's great that he's a coach now because he had all the tricks of the trade. He had a dead leg that made it very, very tough for you to stay in his hip pocket. And, in fact, I'm sitting here looking at my left pinky finger. I have a torn tendon on my left pinky because I was trying to hold on and stay with him, and my finger got caught in his jersey when he was trying to shake away from me. So I learned on a daily basis the challenges of playing against top receivers, and I think everyone can benefit from that. That's why I'm really kind of liking how this thing is coming together in Jacksonville.
You still got the Jags taking Fournette at four, Bucky?
Well, here's why I was thinking about Leonard Fournette at four. I think when you look at the way their picks lined up, if you're really trying to help Blake Bortles and all the conversation that I've seen about them, and you like, it's funny because I've seen more quotes and stuff from Coach Coughlin than anybody else, but he talked about, look, Blake has to play better. He has to cut down the turnovers, but we need to help them. And the way that we can help them is by running the football. And I think the common denominator between the Jaguars, when they've been really good, we went to the AFC Championship game. We had Natron Means, who could be a bell cow running back. When they had success after Natron departed with Fred Taylor was a bell cow running back. The reason I see Leonard Fournette being the guy that they could take it for There is no question that he is a bell cow running back. He is as tough as they come. He's a downhill runner. He runs with a violent demeanor and attitude. And if you're trying to change the way people perceive your team to be, you add that kind of player. And I heard you before I came on. I heard you talk about some of the side-to-side quickness and the lateral stuff. He has that. Remember that he played with a little bit of a banged-up ankle last season. But if you go back and look at his previous season, 2015, he is everything that you look for in an old-school downhill running back. And if that's the style that the Jaguars are going to take on to alleviate some of the pressure on Blake Bortles, I don't know if you can find a better back in terms of that physical downhill running style than Leonard Fournette.
That's not, like the first time John, that's not the first time John's heard that, Bucky. The guy sitting next to him, me, I've said it. And look, you were gone by 98, so you know this is just me talking. But it feels like that 98 team, they had the passing game, they had Keenan, they had Jimmy. What they didn't have was a running game that they felt like they could use to impose their will. Tom always preached balance, you know that. And it seems to me like this is a guy who not only can help the quarterback, and he will help this quarterback, but is a guy who can give them the balance that Tom Coughlin, and I think, I don't know him as well, but I think Doug Marrone craves.
Well, I think so, and I think when you talk about Coach Coughlin, you also talk about Doug Marrone, that synergy, because I think they're both Syracuse guys. And so they probably see the game in a similar fashion. I think the big thing when you're talking about taking on a back like Fournette, you're trying to create a presence and an identity. And the reason you want to create a presence and identity is because if Leonard Fournette is everything that we think he may be at the next level, it automatically forces the defense to drop another defender in the box. And so if you want to get Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns and Marquise Lee more opportunities and more space, you put a big-time running back who has a reputation for being a big-time running back back there. That gives them one-on-one. That one-on-one makes it easier for Blake Bortles when it comes time to deciphering coverage. Because single high safety looks either means it's man or cover three. I know exactly where to go with the ball quickly. In building that offense and really trying to establish who they are in the AFC South, if you look at what the Tennessee Titans were able to do quickly, they were able to build a team that kind of beat you up. And I'm not saying that it worked out in tremendous fashion for them, but they became a very competitive team really quickly by being a physical, mano-a-mano, we're going to beat you up in the phone booth team. The Jacksonville Jaguars want to have that ability because as the league is trending towards more spread and throw it around, the tough teams win, and it never will change. The teams that are the toughest, the teams that can run the ball in December when it counts, those are the ones that eventually win games. And even though people talk about New England throwing around with Tom Brady, a lot of times when it comes nut-cutting time for them, they've always been able to go power set and give it to LeGarrette Blount. And I understand that Coach Coughlin wants the Jaguars to have that ability to be able to get to it. And so Blake Bortles is really ready to be the franchise quarterback and kind of put it all on his shoulders to throw it around the yard.
Tom Coughlin wants a tough team. Leonard Fournette is tough.
That's no doubt about that. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Bucky Brooks, Monday through Friday. You can see him on NFL Network's Path to the Draft at 6 o'clock Eastern, and also host of the Move the Sticks podcast. You're taking over Daniel Jeremiah. He's with you, but you're taking over, Bucky, it sounds like.
Don't let him go.
I'm trying to carve out my little space in the media sphere, but, man, I love coming on with you guys, so call me anytime.
Hey, before you go, Bucky, you have to commit to coming down for Alumni Weekend. We talked about this.
Ah.
You got to come for Alumni Weekend this year.
I told you. I'm trying to be a bigger part. I even looked up Brian Barker on LinkedIn so I can send him a note and say, hey, I want to come back. I want to be a part.
All right. That's a commitment. I heard it.
It's on the internet. It must be true.
We want to see you in Jacksonville this fall.
Hey, I definitely want to be down there, man. I'm loving it.
All right, Buck. Good to see you.
Bucky Brooks.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys.
NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks, former Jaguar, joining us. Interesting thoughts from Bucky, as always. He's getting better and better in this thing as he's moved up in his career and as an analyst in the NFL.
Yeah, no question. I mean, he's, as I think people heard, sometimes analysts come on and they sort of talk, and at the end of it, they haven't really said much. Bucky always has really good insight. Knows Tom Coughlin well. I think a lot of the things he said about Coughlin, about the way he wants to go, were dead on.
I like him. Yeah. I like that part especially.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Our thanks to Barry Church today as well, Jaguars safety. He said he'll be here in a couple of weeks to continue the off season and get ready for the off season program coming up soon.
Coming up fast.
That's coming up real quick here, guys. Barry Church, Bucky Brooks, John Osier, Brian Sexton, our entire crew behind the glass, Joe Fortunato as well. I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.